and Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Well, if you're coaching donkeys, you got to beat them with the board. If you're coaching thoroughbreds, you just touch them with the whip and they respond in, like champions. And these guys do.
It's a small town, thrown down. It's time to tall boy up. Let them tailgates down. And man, it's on the map. Right in the morning light. Crank that country up loud. It's a small town, throwdown.
Hey, I want to say this about our kids. You know, when God wants to measure a man, he puts a tape measure on his heart, not around his chest. And these guys have got the heart of champions, though.
It's a small town, thrown down. It's time to tall boy up. Let them tailgates down. And man, it's on the map. Right in the morning light. Crank that country up loud. It's a small town, throw down.
Hey. Two platoon football wore these guys down. We had less guys going both ways than they did.
We're about to throw them down, so.
The Blue Demons take the field, and the Trojans about to come out of their tunnel that is across the way here in Fairfield. The war on 34 about to unfold, the battle of two undefeateds here in the early part of the season. Davis County, the victim last week to Fairfield Albia. Big over Mount Air, and two teams, Dan, that have been looking forward to this contest. Fairfield, after a winning streak at the end of their season and getting the win last week, they've had Albia circled on their schedule from the beatdown that was last year.
Oh, we heard that very subtly from Coach Shank, how they, he reminded his players of that game, not that they needed it, but we came out and had some really good breaks in that first half and just took the wind out of their sail, and that game was over at halftime. You heard Coach Shank talk about his players just kind of shutting it down a little bit. So, it's certainly there for the Blue Demon squad. They've heard nothing but this great sophomore quarterback now, Bowman, who's going to come in and just destroy us. And they've got the transfer tailback that's coming in. He's going to light us up. So our guys have all heard nothing but how great they are. And so they're wanting to see exactly where both teams are. It's going to be another great, and we heard Coach Shank talk about it, another great non-district matchup where you can really measure your team and see where you are.
Well, let's go down on the sidelines to Big T and Big C. And we're going to get on our Tharp Wireless One mics. Get your Big T Auto in the Trench Report and Summer's Car Credit in the Trench Report. Big T, see, you're down there where that battle's going to take place.
Christian, you were out on this field not too long ago. What, it was a couple of years ago?
Something
like that, yeah. When we have the rains and everything, does that change the linemen's, the way they're going to go about what they're going to do up front?
We're still going to do our jobs, but it's very important that we keep our balance and keep our feet on the ground, because we really can't do much of anything if we lose our balance, lose slipping on the foot, and fall straight to the ground. You can't do much there. So the biggest part is just keeping your balance and trying to do your job the best you still can.
Let's go Blue!
Let's go Blue!
All right, you're in the Trench Report, brought to you by Big T Auto, Summer's Car Credit in Oskaloosa, Big T Auto in Knoxville. Let's get to your Dewey Motor Company keys tonight's football game. Let Dewey Motor Company, your locally owned GM dealership, find that new vehicle that's just right for you, and then they'll take good care of it throughout the year. Dan, what are some of those keys before the People's State Bank kickoff?
The two keys for tonight, first off, is win the battle of the turnover. Have the turnover margin on our advantage, and along with that is our running backs controlling that ball and keeping that in their midst and not having any fumbles on their side. I think those two things are going to be huge for us tonight.
All right, the opening kickoff just about to get underway. Your People's State Bank kickoff. Get their mobile app ready, set, go with People's State Bank. Your People's State Bank kickoff, all kickoffs all season long, brought to you by People's State Bank. And back deep, here is the opening kick. And it's going to be fielded at about the 15-yard line. Straight ahead goes Sarver, and he'll be brought down. Check that bear out to the 30-yard line where Albio's offense will come on the field. for first. So, Dan, you know, the momentum is so important on the road to get some momentum established on the opening drive.
Oh, it is. You know, and you know what's going to happen here if you've watched Blue Demon football any amount. You know these first few plays, we're just going to punch up the middle, let the offense get settled, the line, the backs and everybody. You know, fully expect that. That's been a staple for us for a long time. Of really just kind of compounding and get the pads popping and see what happens.
We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line tonight. Send us a picture from your bonfire. This would be a great night for a bonfire. And we want to know where you're listening in from, 641-799-1437. Here's a quick hitter, Kieran Judge with the carry out across the 30, close to the 35-yard line. A gain of about 4, maybe 5 yards on the carry. But Big T, I like the way he was turning those legs there on the first carry.
Yeah, and you could see he was really covering that ball up. You know, just kind of remember his first carry last week. You know, he kind of coughed it up. So I think he's really thinking about that tonight.
Second down, let's call it 5 for the Blue Demons. Ball right at the 35-yard line of Albia. They'll go into one receiver to the left side. Offset eye. Here's a handoff. Running with it. Carter Isley has some room. The 40, 45, midfield. It's a foot race. 40, 35, 30. Carter Isley inside the 25 all the way down to the 20-yard line. And that was a gaping hole that once was the left side of that Fairfield defense. Disappeared, Big D, and Albia off on the run. And anytime you get Carter Isley a little bit of running room, he's going to make him pay.
Yeah, and a couple things. First off, again, the offensive line continues to produce big holes for him to allow Carter to get 5-6 yards before being touched. And furthermore, though, as he got close to being in contact, you really saw that change where he had that ball tucked high and into his chest to really prevent it from being stripped, because there was an opportunity to have that stripped, and did a great job.
Albia inside the blue zone, brought to you by Summers Insurance. Here's a handoff. Isley sidesteps the defender, keeps his feet moving, and fights forward. A gain of about 3 down to about the 16-yard line. But Big C, just love the way that offensive line moving guys around up front.
Yeah, you can really see the intensity out there. They're just firing out low and hard, and that's what's making results right now.
Just underway here, opening quarter. Albia, Fairfield, both undefeated here in the early going of the season. The Blue Demons on the march after the opening kickoff, and a big run there by Carter Isley. Albia has it first down or second down and 7. At the Fairfield 16. Here's a handoff. Isley over the right side this time. Met and brought down after little to no gain. Good defensive read that time by the Trojans.
Again, Fairfield, a 3A school, has a lot of good, strong players. Talking to Coach Shank in the preseason program we ran, you know, their weight room, their kids had really active participation, have had for several years, and you can see that up front. They're very good and strong as well, so it's going to be a fight all night long up there.
Third down, 7 for Albia. Got our first text coming in with a pitcher. We'll get to that after this play. Third down, 7. Here's the handoff. A big hole running with Isley. He's going to be brought down after a gain of about 4 yards. Big hold over that right side, but Fairfield, Big T, closed that hole in a hurry.
They did. You know, they're quick. They're quick to the ball.
So now Albia with a fourth down and 3 here. Big decision to make, and it looks like go time.
Yeah, I was going to say, Coach Staten didn't even blink or hesitate. Send the play in. Let's get him going. Coach Farrington calling the plays, ready to roll.
The ball at the 12-yard line of Fairfield. 9:25 to go, opening quarter. Fourth down, 3 for the Blue Demons. First drive of the night. Sarver straight ahead to Judge. Judge fighting forward, working his way down close to the first down marker. It's going to be very, very close. The Fairfield fans say no, but we'll wait
short.
For the marker.
Yeah, we're short.
And Albia's drive stalls at the 10-yard line.
Pretty good right now.
And certainly the playbook is very deep and vast. And with this experienced Blue Demon offense, you know Coach Farrington will start to mix it up. He realizes, you know, games aren't necessarily won in that first quarter. You certainly want good possessions. And so we'll try to get a little positive yards here, see what we can do. We saw Carter break off a big one. It just takes a play here and there.
Third down and 10 for the Blue Demons. The ball at the 47-yard line of Albia. Sarver fakes the handoff, rolls, plants, throws it back across his body. Has a receiver open, but well defended again by the Trojans, and they'll get back to the line of scrimmage. And that is Gannon Osing. Big, tall receiver there for the Blue Demons. He's going to be an outstanding athlete, but he's still a young player here in this Blue Demon program.
So three plays there for the Blue Demons. Unfortunately, produced no yards, and they'll have forced to punt now on a 4th and 10. Nate Hoffman, a senior to the team here, he's going to punt. He's got a really outstanding leg. You watch him in warm-ups. If he can get his feet set, you know, it's a little slippery. Watch for a really nice-looking punt here.
Stands back at the Albia 36-yard line, waits for the snap. Here comes the snap. And off the side of his foot and out of bounds, and that is going to give... The Trojans, really good field position as they mark it. It goes about 10 yards, and Albia will turn the ball over to the Trojans at the 42-yard line. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get another scoring update. Jay Bill back on the Friday Night Lights big board.
All right, guys, our 7 o'clock kickoff games are really heating up here. We've got Pleasantville on top of Eddyville, Bakersfield, Fremont now 7-0. Wayne is leading Murray 30-6. And it's Pella Christian taking care of Linville Sully handily, 24-0. Melchert Alice leads Guthrie Center at this hour, 12-0. And it's Southeast Warren trailing Woodward Academy, 21-7. Indianola up on Des Moines Lincoln right now, 14-0. And one more, Montezuma, the Bears, leading Van Buren right now, 14-7. Let's go back live to you in the Absolute broadcast booth.
Wow, the scoring update was going on. Fairfield didn't like their lineup. They'll call timeout. Why don't we do the same? 6:16 to go here in the opening quarter. There is no score. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
This is Monroe County Attorney Steve Goodlow wishing the Albia Blue Demons great success in 2014. I would appreciate your vote for Monroe County Attorney on November 4th. Go Big Blue!
Paid for by Steve Goodlow.
Whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant, just north of the fire station in Ottumwa. Check out all your favorite games on one of their many TVs or their 90-inch big screen. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa, 641-684-4178. And don't forget to like them on Facebook for nightly events and specials. That's Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa. You're going to love it.
Fairfield with the football, 6:16 to go here in the opening quarter. Albia stalled his first drive all the way down to the 10-yard line, kept a little short. Now Fairfield with another opportunity here. They'll take over first and 10 from their own 42-yard line. Shotgun formation. Option play. Running to the right side. Met in the backfield and brought down. How about that swarm of Blue Demon defense, Christian? The Sharks got a little taste of blood in that old water.
Yeah, they read that reverse right there, that reverse sweep really well. You had I can't see the numbers because they're all over them.
Carter Isaac playing the left defensive end was the first one in there. He stayed true, did not move with the quarterback sweeping over, and just was right there. And like you said, Christian, he wasn't alone.
We'll get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line after this play and get our defensive starting lineups. Second down and a loss of 7. Here's going to come a flag in. While they're marching that off, let's get your defensive starting lineup brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate. Let the experienced staff at United Country help you get started with your dream home. Here's your defensive starting lineup.
Brendan Bassett, defensive end.
Justin Bossard, defensive tackle.
Josiah Harris, defensive tackle.
Carter Isley, defensive end.
Ryan Sarver, linebacker.
Blake Lawless, linebacker.
Brett Freshwater, linebacker.
Bryce Lashen, linebacker.
Landon Hampton, cornerback.
Blake Bear, free safety.
Tony Lashen, cornerback.
And that's your defensive starting line brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate. Second down, 23 after the mark-off. Quarterback rolling back. Boffman throws it downfield. Overthrows the receiver. Intercepted. Tony Lashen with the INT. That's a River Life Family Worship Center turnover. All turnovers are brought to you by the River Life Family Worship Center. You can go and join them every Sunday morning, 9:30. And how about that big play by the defense once again, Dan?
Well, that's just what you saw right there in Tony Lashen, the sophomore, again, starting for the second time here this season and for his career at the varsity level. But what you see out of this Blue Demon defense is their ability to read the quarterback's eyes. And we saw that last week with all these guys. They're just very quick to adjust and read for that. And an overthrown pass like that, they're going to eat that alive. And if Tony wasn't going to be there, you're going to have Blake Lawless coming over the top as the free safety. You got your linebackers crashing. Everyone's working well. It's a very, very well coached defense.
Albia with the football. Here's a quick handoff, and once again, Karen Judge goes forward and is brought down after little to no gain. Southern Iowa Technology text line is open. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. The Dorping House bunch sitting by the fire and listening in. And what a beautiful look at that, Dan.
Oh, they always have a nice little fire pit going there. Good night. You bet.
Jason Williams and Norm Major say go Big Blue from the Albia Brewery.
Huh.
Josh Major and family are listening in, and they wish the Blue Demons the best luck tonight. Here's a fake handoff. Running with it is Luke Sarver. Puts it on his hip. What a fake! Across midfield, 45-40, inside the 40-yard line. He sold that bootleg like a big T selling one of his vehicles on the lot. put that away and took it for a first down.
Well, and what you had there is building up those tendencies where we're handing it off, and we're getting those ends to bite. And Luke talks about, you know, really trying to build that in. And so when he does that bootleg and he's faking that handoff every time, all of a sudden it's wide open. And you saw that track, state qualifying track speed, Drake Relays champion speed running on the corners.
How about that sales job, Big T?
I love that.
Sarver hands it off. Again, this is Isley running forward. Isley inside the 35, down close to the 30-yard line. A gain of about 5 yards on the play. Getting a little rhythm on offense, Big C. Get that dance all put together with the alignment in the backs, and Albie's starting to move the ball.
Yeah, that O-line's just pushing them forward right now, and then you got Carter's Isley's legs. I mean, tanks of legs. They're just keep going and going. They don't stop.
You know, I think that's too. You can sense a little sense of urgency on that offense, but I think it's really predicated on that interception.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the defense goes nuts, and this team is in a good way, very competitive. They both want to do good, not better than you. They just want to be good. You know, and if you're doing good, I got to do good. And so you're seeing that offense answering that bell that, hey, the defense did their job. We got to do ours.
The offense on the march here. 4:26 to go in this opening quarter. Albie with the football at the 31-yard line of the Trojans. Trojans coming off a big win over Davis County, a very good football program. We all know that. 21-0 showing last week, a team that won four straight at the end of the season. So this is the Fairfield program that's on a roll.
You bet. And they're wanting to, you know, when they get to district plays, they want to do a good job again, get in playoffs and get past that first round.
Here's the handoff. Isley once again waiting for his block, dives forward, gets about another yard or two. Big C, you're right there with the chains. It's going to be.
Looks like it's going to be a first down.
There we go.
He brought it back. Nope, just short, just short.
I like your mark better, Christian.
Zach Baker resting in Waterloo Cedar Falls before a half marathon, planning on making another trip up here in November for a high school football game. And that, of course, is a proud brother, Matt Baker. Here's the fake handoff. We're rolling to the left side. Sarver throws it downfield, up for grabs, and nearly complete. A good effort out there by big number 88, Gannon Osing.
Did a great job. That passes. Luke's having to throw on the run, throw across his body, going the left side. Not the most advantageous throw for Luke. But Gannon Osing did a great job trying to come up over the top with that length of his and his ability to jump to make the catch. It was a great effort. Unfortunately, just not able to reel it in.
Once again, the Blue Demons face a fourth down and short. Now, I asked you guys last week, what
going
would you
it.
Do?
Right.
Going
no,
for it. Okay, I'm just making sure that you guys have finally seen the light. I was the only one that called that. Fourth down and short here. Sarver hands it off to Isley over the right side, and he just moves bodies forward. We'll wait for the spot, but Danny, his initial surge had enough for the first down.
He fell forward enough. But how about that big 78, Cody Kraft for Fairfield? He's 330 pounds coming in on that defensive tackle spot. Reached around, about grabbed him from behind to pull him back. He's such a big, big young man. But Carter Isley at 220 with that strength, that wrestling body of his, just was able to plow through and get that first down.
3:20 to go here, opening quarter. No score. And Albie and Fairfield going at it. First and 10 from the 27-yard line of Fairfield. Cousin Eddie checking in. He says, hey, you guys sounding good. Here's a fake handoff. Sarver going to keep it this time. And the orange and black read that one well. And that'll be a loss all the way back to the 32-yard line. Loss of 5.
Yeah, that player just didn't go anywhere fast. Unfortunately, not able to contain the defensive end on our left side and just broke that play up for us, did Fairfield. And so we've got now a second and 15.
We'll go back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Another scoring update coming your way after this play. And I got another pitcher coming in. So we'll get that right now. Second down, 15. Sarver rolls back, throws it to the flat. Baker over, gets by the defender, waits for a block. 20-15 on his way inside the 10-yard line. And that is a first Iowa State Bank first down. It's Albia enters the Summers Insurance, the Blue Zone, and the Blue Demons once again on the march.
What a great play there. Matt Baker, your brother Zach listening in, boys, a great little screen pass setup or a little hitch route there in the flat. He juked and dived the first defender, and then Gannon Osing was out there to kick out one more block to really spring that loose for a big-time gain to take that all the way down to the 9-yard line, first and goal.
Albia knocking on the door here. Here's the handoff. Running with it is Kieran Judge inside the 10-yard line, down close to the 6-yard line. A pickup of about 3. Really, going to be second down, goal to go from the six-yard line.
Really want to see him get a few more carries just so he gets some flow and continuity in his running game to counter what Carter Isley's doing as well. That really just makes us even more lethal, sets up that bootleg even more so with Luke Sarver, or that we haven't seen it yet, that little counter trade, the slot back reverse that comes around and with the two lead blockers. That's the play I still want to see.
47. Counter reverse. Here's the handoff. Isley has some running room toward the goal line. And Carter, the Iceman Isley. The A-Train takes it in for an Albia touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. A Sennett Piercebacher funeral home touchdown with 1:49 to go in this opening quarter. Albia takes and puts a big old six up on that scoreboard first.
And with that, Jason, we didn't mention earlier, the game getting going. We're very excited about it. Albion Centerville Wash and Go once again is celebrating with their Touchdown Tuesdays, their Tuesday special. Right away this year, Tom's done something different this year. From the moment we kick off the start of the game, it's a dollar off. So there's a dollar guaranteed every Tuesday. What a great job really stepping up. 9679 is the code this week. So $1 off already.
Bosser's extra point attempt is up. High enough, long enough, and it is good enough. And Albia will take a 7-0 lead here with 1:49 to go in the opening quarter. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back with your People's State Bank kickoff. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Are you looking for somewhere to have a party? Whether it is for a birthday, a bachelor party, family reunion, a wedding reception, an office party, or even a baby or bridal shower, the place to have it is the Albia Golf and Country Club. The parking is great, the location is beautiful, access is easy, and private catering is allowed. Give Jim a call today and book your date at 641-220-0695. We are the Albia Golf and Country Club.
Your People's State Bank kickoff. It's fumbled inside the 5-yard line. Picked up by the Trojans, trying to bring it back and brought down inside the 10-yard line. A ton of brick hits brought to you by 3D Paint and Body. When you and your vehicle's been hit like a ton of bricks, give Randy a call and he'll get it back on the road. 3D Paint and Body, a ton of brick hits on the People's State Bank kickoff. And how about that, Big T? A great special teams play by this Blue Demon football team.
I tell you what, Coach Hill takes a lot of pride in his special teams, and boy, you can really see it on the field.
You know, right there, Ryan Sarver and Matt Baker, and Ryan Sarver with that initial big-time hit, and then Matt Baker came to clean it up and finish it off, puts the ball on their own 10-yard line. Well, handoff up the middle, quick handoff, immediately snuffed up. Now you're starting to see, you know, we heard Ryan talk about talking with his grandfather about the killer bees, you know, the swarming bees. And that's what you're seeing, you know, and we talk about the Shark Tank. This team has just taken on a whole new vibe because they both came in thinking they all had something, not knowing who's going to survive it. Now the Blue Demons saying, oh, no, we got this. We can run.
Set the tempo. So important to set the tempo and get the momentum. 1:13 to go here, opening quarter. Two receivers east side of the field. Quarterback stands alone in the backfield. Here comes some pressure from the right side. Bing throwing it out of the end zone. Up for grabs. Nearly intercepted. The pressure was on. Ryan Sarver brought the heat. And then the quarterback, Bowman, just threw it up in the air. Nearly picked off by the Blue Demons once again. Third down, 11.
You got Blake Bear, the safety of the top, and Brett Freshwater, the middle linebacker, just coming out of there.
Yeah. Touchdown, Albia. Kieran, the judge and jury. Punishes the defense, and that is a Blue Demon touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Another Sennett Piercebacher funeral home touchdown. How about that, Big D?
That's outstanding. Kieran Judge getting a touch. That's what he wanted to do. You know, a former lineman in the last few years representing us well by getting a chance to touch it and score for the Blue Demons. Nice job. That's our second touchdown. Tom Chamberlain says that's a $2 off on Tuesday. So Wash and Go, Albia Centerville locations. You now have $2 off on.
Passes Bowman. Bowman throws it to the flat, incomplete, and that'll bring up second down. Boy, T, this Albia defense the defensive backfield, we knew they'd be challenged tonight, and they have really risen to the occasion.
You know, they're just so smart and so fast. I mean, and you put those together, I mean, you're not going to complete many passes.
Boy, and how about, you know, the first two turnovers on tonight's contest are sophomores. Tony Leshen gets the first INT. Landon Hermson gets the second one. The defense, all the units setting them up, but the sophomores, the two youngins on that unit are stepping up and representing for the Blue Demons.
That's a depth I talked about. You know, it's beyond just two platoon football.
Yeah.
And that's why numbers are so important. That's why any youth coach out there should be concentrating on wanting the kids to keep going out for football. That's what makes our strength. Here's a pass up for grab. Tony Leshen about had his second INT of the night.
Wide open was Tony Leshen. Again, the Bowman, I mean, not to pick on him, but he's throwing to our guys. I mean, the word got the read. Their receivers are not adjusting to those throws. A very good job, just unfortunately not able to come up with it. He had to come hard quick to get that pass if he could. Just came up short, brings up 4th and 12, so and on their own 25-yard line, will bring up an obvious punting situation.
Special teams, special play on this football Friday night.
Tony Leshen and Blake Bear back for the Blue Demons on their own 40-yard line.
Southern Iowa Technology text line, way to go, Carter. Great Aunt Lou Ellen in Del Rio, Texas. Go Big Blue. Here's a big kick to the right side, picked up by Leshen. And he'll be brought down right away. Great open field tackle by the Fairfield Trojans. Let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, quickly on the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board. Twin Cedars at the half on top of Grandview 26-21. And a score in from Ottumwa and Oskaloosa. The Bulldogs lead Oskaloosa down three players from a tragic car accident last Sunday. Ottumwa Bulldogs lead the Indians 14-0. Back to you guys in the Absolute broadcast booth.
Albion with the football and the 14-0 lead here. 11:42 to go in the first half. Sarver hands it off to Judge. Judge fighting his way forward out across the 45. Fights for another 2 yards. And Christian, he just wheeled his way downfield.
Yeah, that's one man that did not want to go down. He just kept those legs going. He's a brutal force to mess with out there. He's so strong. Look at those legs.
Wow. We've seen that out of both the backs tonight where they really are chugging those
Punishers.
Legs. That second game of being tailback and fullback where they're not just quitting when they get contact. Karen Judge was hit at a 2 yard gain or less and picked up 4.
And the thing that we've seen out of the Albion backs throughout the years we've been watching Coach Shaden football is as the season goes along, they get their feeding or their foot, and then they start to be patient with things.
Right.
Sarver rolls back, throws it downfield, has Baker open. And Matt Baker with a diving attempt. The back judge actually may have slowed that play up.
But, boy, Matt Baker made a great adjustment. Got his front all covered in mud down there on the 10-yard line. Wide-open play. The speed that we have in all the positions was evident right there with Matt Baker able to get past the defenders, the corner, and the safety. Nice little play. I like that straight draw back, not rolling out for Luke Sarver, letting him get himself set. Really good. Really good setup there for that. You know, you talk about the development of our backs. The one I'm going to go back to is Cole Spurgeon a few years ago.
Yes.
You know, that first year he hadn't been tailback. He kind of struggled. Then he, just like Coach Staten said, he realized you guys keep moving those legs, and boy, old Crazy Legs got it going for us that year, and these guys are doing the same thing.
Here's Isley across midfield, fights his way forward. Close to the first down marker. We'll go down there, Big T, line it up for us, but it looks like it's going to be really close.
Yeah, I'd like to see him.
Fairfield territory once again.
They keep marking it back a half there, but they're going to give it to us, thankfully. I was worried they pushed that back too far. Good job, T.
First Iowa State Bank, first down. All first downs brought to you by First Iowa State Bank. Eddyville, Albia, and don't forget their drive-in location on Benton with convenient hours to serve you. Way to go, Big Blue. You are great from the one and only Mayor Tom Murphy on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. First and 10, Blue Demons. Sarver fakes the handoff. Plants, throws it to the flat, and it's complete. Baker comes up with the catch. A little short pattern there. But again, that'll just continue to soften things up, Dan. The running game sets up the passing game, and the passing game sets up the running game.
You know, Coach Farrington really wants to be a 50-50 offense. He loves the run game, but he wants to mix that up. What I really like, and I'm seeing out of Luke Sarver tonight, is he's actually not overshooting those receivers. And while we're not getting yards after the catch, the fact remains we're getting the receptions. We're picking up 3-4 yards of play. I'll take that, you know, and we can work on that timing a little better as the season progresses.
Power eye, Carter Isley with the football inside the 40, fighting his way forward, gets by the defender on his way inside the 35, still on his feet, the Iceman. He won't be brought down. Refuses to go down and finally steps out of bounds at the 32-yard line.
you know, not even a fair. A couple defenders for a Fairfield, the corner and the safety, trying to make the first hit. The first guy just not able to even touch him or slow him down. You know, coming in at 175 pounds when you got Carter Isaac at 220, just blowed right past him.
And you'll see Ryan Sarver's coming in out to running back.
And Blake Bear's coming in. Also, this is kind of a formation we've seen a few times, more of a passing formation where we're going to have four quick receivers going on some goes and quick post routes.
And that's what we're going to set up. It looks like Abby's going to go into two wide set, and they're going to have a called timeout, I think.
Very good timeout because we broke the huddle with 12 guys. The 12th man came off. They've got to do that in the huddle. Get the man out there. Check your lineups before you do that.
Let's take a quick timeout. 9:27 to go. Opening quarter. Albie out in front 14-0. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if you're saving for retirement, strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday. We need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour.
Now back to the skipper and his little buddy in the booth, plus Ginger and Marianne on the sidelines. It's our Gilligan's Island Friday Night Lights crew.
All right, let's go down and see Ginger and Marianne.
I'm Ginger.
Hey, little buddy. I like being the skipper. I drove us here, so that seems appropriate.
Yeah.
I'm not going to comment. Albie with the football. First and 10. Here's the handoff running straight ahead. Again, this is Isley fighting his way downfield. Gets by a defender and just plows his way downfield. The A-train is on the track, and the track is the Fairfield Trojans. First and 10, Blue Demons inside the blue zone all the way down to the 19-yard line.
You know, that time a couple linebackers tried to make a tackle that are comparable in size to Carter. Again, they just fell down. I mean, Carter is running with such speed and aggression. You know, T, I think he's really got those feet moving good tonight.
Oh, my goodness. It's just, it's amazing.
Sarver hands it off again. Isley hit to at the line of scrimmage, but kept his feet moving. Falls forward down close to the 15-yard line. Picks up another couple of yards. 8:59 to go, first half. 14-0 Blue Demons. Ball at the 16-yard line. Albia once again inside the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. Your local Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield representative. Give them a call today, 932-7163. But Dan Albia is really putting the pressure on this Fairfield defense. And here's the handoff, cutting it up. Judge on its way inside the 10, and the ball is loose. It went forward inside the 5-yard line. We'll wait for the indication.
He had it tucked in really a lot better than we saw last week, but then just a good defensive pressure.
How about that? We come up with it, folks. The ball fumbled forward, and Albie is able to come up with it.
Yeah, we were lucky on that. Luckily, big number 80 out there, he saw that ball, and he just jumped right towards it.
Nate Havman, nice job out there.
Southern Iowa Technology Text Line, we want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Joe, Kerry, and Logan Knowles say go Big Blue. The Co-Garage is listening in, as always. Here's the fake handoff. No handoff straight ahead. Fighting towards the goal line. That's Carter Isley.
Touchdown!
Carter, the Iceman Isley, takes it in for another Sennett Pierce-Bacher funeral home. Touchdown, Albia. 20-0 Blue Demons with the extra point to come. 8:10 to go here in the first half, and Albia has caught a little fire.
You know, what we're going to see here, I think, as this goes on, you know, you're going to see this Fairfield team have, unfortunately, nightmarish flashbacks to last year's game where it got out of hand in that first half. And it's hard for a team to come back from that when you see the pummeling and the punishing that's going on from the Blue Demons.
Extra point to come. This is one spot last week, Dan, that Albie needed to work on. Done a good job. But here's a fumble on. Picking it up, trying to get to the corner. Blake Bear towards the goal line. He'll take it in for the extra point conversion. A muffed snap back to the holder. Bear comes up with it. The pressure was on top of him. Got on his feet, took it to the left corner. Heads up play. Great athleticism and put two more on the board.
Well, and that's why you have a Blake Bear. And the snap just came a little low, and he couldn't get the ball in the mud, or the mud, quite honestly, where the ball was spotted. And so no ability to get the kick off. But, boy, the athleticism. Such pride. If he could only play special teams, I think that kid would be fine.
Oh, that is just not fair. Oh, my goodness. The Trojan with the football.
He comes on a blitz.
Here's a pass, and nearly intercepted. Blake Lawless read that again. A little screen set up by the Trojans. But the Albia defenders were right in the grill of the quarterback, Bowman, who looked like he was All-State a week ago. And at the end of the last season, that tells you how good this defense is playing for the Blue Demons.
Right. Yeah, Cameron Bowman is no slouch at quarterback. He's a sophomore. He's already getting an interest from Division I schools, and rightfully so, not only in football but in baseball. A heck of an athlete. But, boy, as time, you know, as the Blue Demons continue to bring their speed and strength, it's tough for him to go work.
22-0 Albia, 7:57 to go. Here's the football in the backfield. The quarterback's going to pick it up and brought it down to the 4-yard line.
Brandon
the sack
Bassett.
Is Brandon Bassett on the sack for the Blue Demons. A loss all the way back to the 4-yard line. And that's going to bring up third down in about a half mile.
Really buried him on that 4-yard line there. So puts them deep in their own territory.
Tharp's Funeral Home, big play right there by the Blue Demons. And this defense has got the Trojans pinned back inside their 5-yard line. See, you just, we say it over and over again, but when those Sharks get a little taste of the blood, look out.
Especially off a kickoff where your linebacker lights someone up like that.
Quarterback Bowman rolls back, throws it across his body, downfield, underthrown, nearly intercepted. Ryan Sarver, stride for stride, you're not going to outrun him. And he was right there to cover that up, and the Blue Demons have forced the Trojans to punt here. 7:20 to go in the first half, 22-0 Albia, and the Trojans will be punting out of the shadow of their goalpost.
Yep, they're going to be right under the crossbar, it looks like.
Yeah, he's not going to be as deep as I think he'd like to be. Oh, no, they're not. I was going to say, at first I thought he was coming in a shotgun, but finally, it's just such a short snap here. That creates even more pressure for Bowman to get the punt off.
Special teams play here. Here's a punt. High booming punt, going to be fiddled at about the 37-yard line. Picked up by Bear, trying to get to the left side, cuts it up, and will be brought down at about the 32-yard line. Let's real quickly, Albie comes back on the field offensively, go back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill gives a quick scoring update.
All right, of course, all these scores can be seen live in real time on our Thunderbolt app. It's free. You can get it from iTunes or Google. Just search for KIIC or Thunderbolt, and you'll get them in real time just as we get them. Pella leads now. Dallas Center Grimes 21-7. These two teams haven't played for 20 years, but Ottumwa leads Oski 17-0. Again, the Bulldogs on top of the Indians 17-0. Pekin has started the third quarter against Sigourney Kyoto. Pekin leads 24-0. And the third quarter now for North Mahaska and Cardinal. They're still tied at 6 apiece. Sheraton leads Davis County 7-0. And more scores come your way in just a couple minutes.
Matt Baker on the carry. The 10, the 5. Take it to the house. Woo! Touchdown, Albia. Matt Baker, like a jet in motion, took it from the corner. Touchdown, Albia. How about that, Big D? How about this Albia offense continue to flex its muscle?
You know, that's the play we haven't seen yet this year, which was very successful last year. Initially, the handoff goes left. Matt Baker in the left slot back position cuts back across the field. It gets the ball underneath, comes in. Cross blocking going on up front of the line. He just basically is coming through the guard slot on the right side, even though the play starts left. Once he got to 5-6 yards, all he had to do was beat the safety, and he had the angle and the pursuit and the speed to do that.
28-0 Blue Demons, the extra point to come here. 7 minutes, 4 seconds to go. It took Albia a full 18 seconds to score there.
You know, a slow start to start rushing game against Davis County with 126 yards, and also had a lot of quality tackles for this team.
Keep bouncing the Trojans. Steve, Tanya, and Sarah in Eldon, Missouri checking in. Smith family listening in. Go Big Blue. And watching from Linden Lane on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, give us a text, 641-799-1437. Send us a picture from where you're listening from.
Blue Demons, as you said, Jason, we're going to look to continue to improve and get better on their plays here in this first half. Coming right at them again in that typical formation, gives a handoff quickly to Carter Isley. Picks falling forward about 3 yards.
Well, T, he's just not going to be brought down on your first hit. And after a long game, and the game starts to get long when you're a quarter and a half in and your game's getting long, you know Carter Eisen's been banging on you.
You know, and that's the advantage of this whole two platoon as far as our lines are concerned. You know, we just wear on them, you know, and those guys are playing both ways. And, you know, trying to bring big backs like this down is just a tough job.
Ryan Sarver checks in.
Checked in at the wide receiver position, so look for probably a pass play here possibly to see if we get him a chance. Nope.
Oh, he'll counter play running with it is that
Baker again?
Yep. Matt Baker out across the 40-yard line to about the 42. Him and Bryce Lushen look so
– right.
So, you know, similar type of build. And
and the number, quite honestly, you just flip around. I mean, a 2 and a 5 gets good. The way the block lettering is on the uniforms, it's hard to tell at first. And they're so quick, you can't – it's a blur. You don't know which one it is unless you're offense or defense.
I didn't. You know, I thought my lips could move fast enough for most things. But watching these guys run down the field, wow. 29-0 out of you. 3:46 to go here. Third down and less than three. Here's a handoff. Iceman, Isley, gets by a defender, slips another defender across midfield, and just runs over another pile of orange and black.
My.
And he provides the blue for the bruises that'll be there in the morning.
Carter Isley is just such a, I mean, this whole team very much, you can go up and down the lineup, it's very special, but boy, to see that week one to week two transition from, again, the last time that he had any substantive carries was back in eighth grade, phenomenal young tailback then, but you know, he's been a couple years now, really, where since he's got in there, he was injured last year, so he had to come off the injury, didn't play a full season, really upping his game from week one to week two.
First down 10, Isley again over the right side. Works his way inside the 45-yard line, down close to the 44-yard line. Roll Demons, go Big Blue. Mr. Judge checking in on his way to Iowa City. Big game up there tomorrow.
You know,
hello, Mr. Judge.
And just real quickly, Jason, you know, we've got 3 minutes left in this first half. You know the Blue Demons certainly want to get one more score. Typically, Coach Dayton really likes to see some points put on within that last 2.5 minutes of a half just for the fact of having that momentum going into halftime.
Albia with the football, second down 8 from the 44 of Fairfield. Offset eye. Sarver fixes the handoff, rolls to the right side, keeps it on his leg, trying to get to the corner. Good defense that time by the Trojans. And that's going to bring a third down and 9 for the Blue Demons from the Trojan 45-yard line. And Albia just loves to put points up, and every team does going into the break, but Albia has been really efficient at doing that over the last year and a half.
We've been really good at it, you know, and especially you want to go down and score now, you know, because Fairfield deferred the first, you know, at the beginning of the game, so they'll get the ball there coming out of the second half.
Damn, and Deanne Crawl in Worthington, Minnesota checking in. Hello to everyone in Albia. Go Big Blue. Hi, Tim and Deanna. Here's the fake handoff. Sarver rolls back, finds a receiver open. Hey, Judge. Guys. And he'll carry it inside the 40-yard line. It's going to be short of the first down here. The ball at the 39, a minute 54 to go. I wouldn't be surprised if Albie doesn't go for it right here.
I think you've got to go for it here, you know. And some people might say, with the lead you've got, your ball's on their 40, why would you not try to pin him back? You know, quite honestly, folks, it's about getting better. It is getting to that 35-point lead at this point. You want to get this game over with, prevent anyone from getting hurt or injured. You want that second half to get your reserves in there, let them get some really good quality minutes and some plays, and let the whole team get better.
Here we go. Fourth down to 4. Judge with it, fighting his way forward, and he's going to be stopped short of the first down marker. But I like the call, see, to go for it right there.
Yeah, you're already that close to the first down marker. It's an iffy situation. It would be different maybe if it was 4th and 9, but 4th and 2, definitely go for it.
Well,
you know, one play I think would be fun to see, but I don't think you'll see it in this game, is on that bootleg where they snuffed it out really well last time. If all of a sudden Luke would stop and do a little quick throw back across his body, it's a tough throw, but you wouldn't have to throw it far because that whole defense is just sucking over on that bootleg, and, you know, would be a chance to have a well-designed play.
It becomes like a little screen play.
Right.
Albia with a 29-0 lead, 1:24 to go here in the opening half. Bowman rolls back, throws it to the left side, complete, and met as soon as he got the football. Ryan Sarver out there to give him a nice, warm Albie greeting.
You know, really quick close out on there. It was a nice little screen pass, but picked up maybe a half a yard if he's lucky. But as soon as he caught it, Ryan Sarver made up 6 yards in a blink of an eye. And then also Blake Lawless in there closing out. And I also think that was Trevor Blackford coming in out of the D-tackle position. And it indeed was the big 290-pound D-tackle in pursuit to help finish the tackle.
Trips out here to the near side of the field. Bowman rolls back, being pursued, underthrows it, nearly picked off once again is Matt Baker there, or Bryce Leshen. Oh, my gosh, folks.
And he's not looking for the interception. He's wanting to hit him.
Team.
You know, he held off.
He just put his shoulder into him. Boy, he could have done something pretty serious right there.
Oh. He was wanting the man to catch the ball.
And the officials talking to him a little bit. And
he laid off.
Yeah, he did a good job of laying off. Oh, my goodness. It is fun to watch. Eagles Club. We know you got us on, and hello to everyone back at the Eagles Club. Have one of those frosty root beers for me. And, folks, we're going to have your Eagles Club impact player of the first half, along with your Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half. And there'll be lots and lots of people and plays to choose from. 29-0 Albion, final 43 seconds of this opening half. Fairfield, third down and long, and
might be a delay of game because it seemed like an awful long time between plays.
I didn't see a – did they throw the flag? Because I didn't see a flag.
The whistle blew, but, yeah, no flag. But, boy, it sure seemed like that was a long time between plays just by virtue of the amount of words you just spoke.
We'll get a quick scoring update real quick to Jay Mills to get to the third down play here.
Okay, we're going to leave you on live here, but Sheraton has scored on Davis County 13-0, and we've got a score now with Oskaloosa now putting one up on the board. Ottumwa 17, Oski 7. All the scores at halftime. We'll get back to the Absolute broadcast booth. This has been the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights Big Board. Back to you guys.
Third down 10 here for the Trojans. They'll send two receivers down here to the near side of the field. Bowman stays in the shotgun, and I think they started the clock is what they did that last play.
So
they reset the clock. And
that's what it was, because no penalty, as you said, no flag thrown, but the officials conferred, want to make sure the time was right, 49 seconds in the first half.
Trojans with the football at their own 39-yard line. Bowman, been in the shotgun all night, left-handed thrower, goes back, throws across the middle of the field, and right there to make a big hit. As the ball comes loose is Blake Bear. Albion, again, T, it's just amazing how this defensive backfield is making a really good quarterback look not so good right now.
Like I said earlier, man, they're just so smart. They know where they're at. You know, they know their assignments. They know where they're at on the field. And you're not going to beat them. I mean, they're too fast.
Go Big Blue, Matt Baker's grandma and grandpa from northern Wisconsin. They say, we enjoy the broadcast. Well, we enjoy having you along on this football Friday night. Mike and Diane Selenik listening in. Hello to everyone at the Murph Sports Bar. And I want to give a shout-out I have someone say, give a shout-out to the junior high boys for their first game on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And Jason, you're the coach of the 8th grade program.
Excited. I'll tell you what. What a great group of young men. The 7th, 8th graders really working hard. I'll tell you what, Dan, I've looked over the years and been blessed to coach many of these kids in the youth football program, now in the junior high program, and you can just see them some special things happening with the group of athletes that really, since my son's class a couple of years ago, just been a nice long run of really good athletes. This sophomore class is outstanding. The freshman class, while small numbers, really outstanding. This 8th grade class may be one of the best classes we've had, and having them all out is tremendous. Here's a high punt. Bear going to come up, field it at the 30-yard line, trying to get to the right side. Gets by a defender, on his way across the left side, waiting for a block, gets a block across midfield to the 45-yard line. And with 31 seconds to go, Albion will get the football back. Big C, I'll tell you what, how about the unselfish blocking on the special teams on this football Friday night?
Not only is Bryce Lushen just lighting up people running down on kickoffs, he just lit up two people on the block right there. And if number 10 on the other team didn't get a shoestring tackle, that's six right there.
Yeah, and Blake Bear was doing a good job trying to read that, trying to find a play in there. What I do, again, I'm going to go with here. I really like this. The Blue Demons coming out here with a pass-heavy formation. Tony Leshen's checked in as a receiver. Blake Bear's in the receiver. I'm not 100% certain on Ryan Sarver, but he's got to be out there, I'm sure, as a receiver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there he is on the far side. So, you know, let's see if with 31 seconds, to get a few pass plays off, see what we can do.
All right, let's see Albie with the football. Sarver rolling back, steps up, he's going to keep it, trying to get to the right side. Luke on his way inside the 40, and down close to the 35-yard line, runs out of bounds, heads up play there by Luke. I'm not your father, Sarver.
nice job. And the other thing, too, going out in the flat, initially for a pass play, Kieran Judge, once he saw Luke tuck the ball in, started becoming a blocker, which he has that in him, being the guard the last year on the Unidome qualifying team. And so he just led a block out there to help spring him so that Luke Sarver could get to the out-of-bounds marker and stop the clock. Blue Demons will go back to their normal formation now as Leshen, Sarver, and Bear are coming off the field.
Going to get your Eagles Club impact player of the first half. How about the Eagles Club? Man, they're stepping right up with RVTV. Oh. Big donors for, and here's the flag game coming in. But, Dan, they've always been so instrumental in our community over the years, the Eagles Club. A great organization nationally and locally. And, you know, it's the all-new Eagles Club. The torch has been handed off. The baton handed off to a new group of people. And they're doing such a great job of continuing to support our community.
Well, they really are. You know, they do so much giving on a state and national level as an organization, even a local organization. As you mentioned, though, they're stepping up, really helping out a big time on RVTV next Thursday night. A great town celebration that if you've got time, you need to get uptown for that. It's going to be a great event.
And now I'll be trying to get the playoff. We're now with 1 second. Their flag comes in, a legal shift in. Now, they got to be aware that the clock starts on the setting down the football. So Abby has timeouts. I don't think they're going to call it, though, Dan.
Well,
29-0 lead here in this first half.
If you're trying to get a playoff on that last play, I don't know why you wouldn't just go ahead and use the timeout and let yourself get set. That's the first time, though, by the way, that we've seen a procedural penalty from the Blue Demons. And you come up in a normal quick set. It's a very quick, fast-paced offense. Luke Sarver's done a great job of controlling the tempo, and the linemen, having another year of experience, have done a phenomenal job getting themselves set in the right spot, not wiggling or twisting or anything. We have had no procedural penalties, and that one's really an indication of the clock, or you know, itself, not really a mental lapse like we've seen in years past.
Talk it over. It. I don't know. They may wave that flag off. We'll wait and see here. It sometimes takes the officials a little bit of time. Now they're going to call a procedural penalty on Albia. Over talking to Coach Dayton. See, you played in this offense. That's a tough thing to get down to because you guys are really moving quick to get to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, we do a quick set. And once he calls plays just once in a huddle, and you move up to the line, and he says move, go, and then that's usually what happens. So it's really quick.
You know, with 1.2 seconds without doing a timeout, you're not going to get a playoff. And I don't.
They put 23 seconds.
Because the clock never should have ran because it's a dead ball to begin with.
Oh, good
call. Good call, Chris. All right, Albie with the football at the 47-yard line. Here's the pitch back. A little trickeration here, and Bear tried to throw it downfield and got a little bit of mud on that football, and it goes incomplete. The handoff, the slot back, and then the pitch back. And Albie tried to go deep here. Final 18 seconds here. We'll go back to the Friday Night Lights studio for a scoring update here in just a second.
You know, that play,
18 seconds here in this first half.
That play there that we just ran, you know, we saw that in the Unidome to perfection there for a touchdown. Blake Bear, very capable quarterback.
Albie with the football. Two receivers east side of the field. Sarver plants, throws it down the sideline, throws a bullet down the sideline, and it goes incomplete. 12 seconds to go here. Third down and 12. And make that... fourth down now for the Blue Demons. Final 12 seconds of this first half. You're just joining us. It's been all Albia this first half. 29-0 Blue Demons. We're in some tough decisions to make here for your impact player of the first half. And I'll get to Cousin Eddie's pick here in just a second. He's working on his RV tonight. Couldn't quite make it over here.
Maintenance.
Yep.
They've got a hose spreader now.
Here it is. Fourth down and long. Sarver. Steps to his left side, throws it across his body, complete. Bear with it at the 35, 30, trying to get to the right side. Gets to the corner. Can he get downfield? 25, and it'll be brought down at the 22-yard line as time expires on this first half. One half in the books, and Albia will take a 29-0 lead to the halftime break. And the Blue Demons put together a nearly perfect first two quarters, and we'll come back with your halftime show brought to you by Cindy's Beauty Hut, Eagles Club, and Breece Rest Home. When we come back, well, let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio, get you updated with all the scores. 29-0 here at the halftime break. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
All right, Jason and crew, thank you very much. We'll get back to you in just a little bit. We'll have some updates and some replays from the first half. We've got some scoring updates to give you as a barrage of scores have come in here to the Friday Night Lights Big Board. The GP Insurance Friday Night Lights Big Board has Albia leading at halftime over Fairfield 29-0. Last year, Albia played also at Fairfield, win the game 44-0, I believe, is the score. They're on track to do that this week as well. Sheraton at the halftime break blanking Davis County. Davis County yet to put any points on the board so far this season. Sheraton winning 19-0. And they scored on the last play of the first half. It makes it 19-0. They're pretty happy over at Reynolds Field. The last time the Chargers won their first game of the season was 2006. I'd like to see when it was the last time they won their first two games. And Jim Frank is looking that up right now. Pleasantville leads Eddyville-Blakesburg on stream number 3, 14-0. And it's Wayne on top of Murray, 44-12 at halftime. That is on KIIC stream number 4. It's the Backyard Brawl between Pekin and Sigourney Keota. Every single year, it's the Backyard Brawl, and Sigourney Keota sneaks one out last year on the last play of the game, but this year it's all Pekin, 24-8. And it was all Pekin in the first half, 24-0. It's now 24-8 going into the third quarter. North Mahaska taking a lead on Cardinal. It's now 12-6. As North Mahaska is leading Cardinal 12-6. That's KIIC stream number 6. Knoxville on top of Centerville 13-0. And it's Ottumwa on top of Oskaloosa 17-7. The Indians have come to life a little bit on the Bulldogs here up at Oskaloosa. Again, Ottumwa 17, Oskaloosa 7. And an update here that North Mahaska Cardinal game now just went to the fourth quarter. Again, North Mahaska leading Cardinal 12-6. And Pekin just now scored on Sigourney Keota. Hey, good job, you guys, in the back rooms. Pekin 32, Sigourney Keota 8. Pella Christian at the halftime break on top of Linville Sully, 31-0. And it's Pella all over Dallas Center Grimes, 31-7. Melcher Dallas trails at the halftime break to Guthrie Center, 13-12. And it's Twin Cedars at halftime by a score over Grandview, 26-21. Montezuma leads Van Buren 21-13, and it's Seymour and Ankeny Academy. We're looking for a score on that game. Indianola leads Des Moines Lincoln 21-0, and it's North Polk trailing Perry 21-14 at the halftime break. Carlisle trails Bondurant Farrar by a field goal 17-14, and Fort Madison trails Burlington 21-12. Mediapolis leads Mount Pleasant 28-0. And Iowa City Regina, after their 56-game win streak was snapped last week, all over Cascade Western Dubuque, 14-0. Marshalltown is leading Newton at the halftime break, 20-17. And again, Mount Air, Albia's opponent last week, the opponent that Albia throttled last week, Mount Air is up 36-0 over Shenandoah at the halftime break. Again, our halftime score here is Albia 29, Fairfield 0. The Chargers en route to another win, possibly, in Sheraton tonight. And we'll have all kinds of post-game analysis with the crew during the KYOU Fox 15 and KIIC Friday Night Locker Room Show Live. We'll be live on Fox 15 at 10 o'clock from this studio. Please tune in and join us. You'll have rolling scores, tickers, tweets, and more right here on KIIC and KYOU Fox 15. We'll go back to the field in Fairfield here in just a little bit and have the Sydney's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half, the Albia Eagles Club impact player of the first half as well, and a lot more to come right here on Thunder Country KIIC.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is Monroe County Attorney Steve Goodlow wishing the Albia Blue Demons great success in 2014. I would appreciate your vote for Monroe County Attorney on November 4th. Go Big Blue!
Paid for by Steve Goodlow.
Tasting notes for the Hardee's Texas Barbecue Thick Burger by Texas race car legend Terry Labonte.
Boy, there's nothing better than a juicy charbroiled burger. But when you pile on fried jalapenos and mouth-watering barbecue brisket, smoked for hours and hours and slathered in mesquite barbecue sauce... you got a Texas winner.
The Texas Barbecue Thick Burger with smoked brisket, mesquite barbecue sauce, and jalapeno straws. New at Hardee's.
For a limited time, participating restaurants available as third and half-pound thick burgers.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
What comes to your mind when you think about insurance? Do you get excited like that feeling when you get a new purse or pair of shoes?
Down on the field, Coach, another great first half to start the season. How do you improve on that first half, and give us your opinion on the first half?
Well, you can always improve. Nobody played a perfect game, and our goal, remember, is for us to play our best. Each player is supposed to play his personal best. So when you make mistakes, there's room for improvement. And we don't think we've arrived. We're just going to keep working on getting better each and every play of every game and each and every week, whatever length of the season is. So we're playing within ourselves. We're not playing about Fairfield. It's about us.
And you've also got to be impressed with the way that your running backs are running the ball on this game, and also the way that your special teams players have gone out and looking for big hits.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, our running backs are running harder, hang on to the football. But, oh, my gosh, some of those guys on special teams are lighting up people. I mean, there's a tremendous hit down there. It's going to be a highlight for sure on that play. I don't know who even it was, but that kid that he hit knows who he was.
That's right. Thanks, Coach, and best of luck in the next half.
Thank you. Your halftime coach's interview brought to you by Breach Rest Home, your local licensed residential care home. Warm hearts, caring hands, Breach Rest Home with Christian and other Coach State.
Great interview. What I hope people could really hear, if you've listened to Coach State in these last 6 years that he's been with us and his interviews, his voice doesn't usually raise up. He doesn't get that animated. He's seen everything in football. And he's starting to, his voice went up a couple degrees. And he's just, that gets him going. And that tells you how special, folks. I'll put this out there. Anybody now who wants to see that play that didn't get a chance, come see me next week. I can get that pulled up and we will look at that. I'll happy to show that to you on the computer. Come see me in the bank next week.
I'm just wanting all of my eighth graders to watch that one play, because what you do on special teams, and we talked about this tonight as we had a little modified practice and went over some things in the classroom with my eighth grade football team. We talked about you can set the tone by the physicality that you play on special teams, and it is all about heart. Bryce Leshen is not the biggest football player on the football field, but that play right there was as big as any that you're going
to
ever see.
It's hard to measure a man's heart, and what you see in his play on special teams is he takes it personal, and he's going to give you his best effort. And again, I don't know if everyone fully appreciates, too, Coach State. When he talks about playing your best, he means that. It's not the score he's going after. He really wants these guys to play their best, get their hits in, get better. You know, there's so much to be learned. We are not perfect yet. There's still room to get better. But he likes seeing that when you see, like, a Bryce Leshen do that. And all of a sudden, Ryan Sarver, I'm just looking out of the field here, Matt Baker, whoever else on coverage can try to duplicate that.
T, you need to be down the other side, buddy. Here comes the People's State Bank kickoff.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. People's State Bank kickoff fielded at the 4-yard line. On the return comes the Trojans. Out across the 25 and spins around and gets brought down. Tony Leshen on the stop at the 32-yard line. A good return that time by the Trojans.
Jordan Reed brought that ball all the way up to the 35. Did a nice job getting out there. Good field position for the Fairfield Trojans to start their second half again. Blue Demons up 29-0 at half.
Give a shout-out. Don Capaldo is listening over at the Minneapolis and Mount Pleasant game. He says Meepo is up at the half 35-0. Says you guys sound great. So Dan Stocker, let him know that that everyone knows that a pass back across your throwing body is even difficult for a pro QB. Ask Brett Favre. Dan, you were a lineman. And I give you a hard time back to him, and he said, "Don't pick on my O-line guys." So, Don Capaldo, coach and longtime player at Albion. Hello, Don Capaldo. Glad to have all of you along. Join us on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. First and 15 after the penalty here. Here's a handoff running over the left side. A carry out to the 30-yard line. A carry of about 3 yards. Really, Christian, Fairfield really ran away from the running game early on in that first quarter. And from that point on, just been all through the air.
Yeah. When you got a defense that's stopping that run every time, and
that quarterback, he can throw the ball. They're relying on him to throw it, and he's been doing a pretty good job, but our secondary is just pickpocketing him around.
Big C on our Tharp Funeral Home, wireless one mic. Second down and 12. The quarterback's going to keep it. After a mix-up in the backfield, he'll be brought down after a gain of about 3 or 4 yards. And you see how quickly, Dan, defense recovers.
Nice job of reacting, Coda. Nice little design. I think it was the late draw play by the quarterback. They're trying to do some different plays, as you said, but the defense led by Josiah Harris was able to converge three tacklers in on that play.
Go Big Blue. Finish with a big win. I'm just arriving at the shop at Zapital Trucking. Bill W. checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Third down and 7 here. Bowman throws it across his body, up for grabs, over the intended receiver's hands, and that's going to bring a fourth down and 7 for the Trojans. Just underway here in the second half, 10:41 to go. Albia with a 29-0 lead.
Landon Hermsen, great job on coverage, jumped inside the receiver. The throw was the right throw to go up high over the top, but Landon is so athletic that there was no way anyone was going to catch it, and the throw went high.
I'll tell you, what confidence do you have as a coach when you got two sophomores out there? You really trust in them when you knew tonight you were going to be facing one of the better quarterbacks in Southern Iowa, and they have held their own, Tony DeLeschen and Landon Hermsen.
Absolutely. When you have Bowman held the 4-for-14 on passes in the first half, that's pretty impressive.
Here's a high punt. Dropped in. It's loose on the ground. Tony Leshing trying to come up with it, and it's going to be a fumble. Wait for the indication.
It looked like Theon Red, number six, for Fairfield. Theon was able to get on that ball.
Just a misread there by Tony Leshing back there.
And there was good pressure coming down. You know, you could hear the footsteps coming. We didn't quite pick up the blocking on the guy, the go man coming from Fairfield. That made it hard for him to catch without actually being distracted by the defender coming at him.
The Trojans with the football after the turnover from the Albia 31-yard line. Here's some pressure. Again, a floated pass down the sidelines and incomplete.
Boy, that official looked like he was grabbing for his head.
It was
making me nervous, but I thought that was great coverage by Ryan. Or is that Landon?
Landon
Hermsen. Great coverage.
Gee, I'll tell you what, folks.
He's playing like
that's
a senior.
Impressive.
He's playing like a senior. I thought that was Ryan again. That's so impressive.
He just stride for stride. And, he's going up with some really outstanding receivers out there.
He is, man. I mean, he's holding his own out there.
Second down 10 for the Trojans. Albia turns it over on the muff punt. 31-yard line. Those are the Trojans. And a quarterback hitting the backfield, brought down. A loss of about 2. Albie did not fall for that fake handoff, see, and the defense was all over it.
Yeah, they saw him coming. They saw him pull the ball back, runs towards him, and then the defensive line just swarmed right over him.
Go Big Blue, win big, baby. Roger George checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Third down, 10. Trojans with the football, Albia with the 29-0 lead here. Quarterback runs, throws it back, tipped and nearly intercepted. Brett Freshwater stepped back from the linebacker position, fell into coverage, Dan. And again, I keep talking over and over about the great athleticism, and you couple that with the good football mind, and these guys are playing really disciplined football.
Very much so. Staying true to their assignments, reading, reacting to the quarterback, and Brett Freshwater just jumped up there. Great basketball player, was just like he's going up for rebound. I do want to get a couple texts I've got here. Kenny Hannum listening to us at the Eagles Club all the crew over there. So appreciate you listening. Kenny, also you said send pictures, and I got one, Jason, from a really weird angle. And I'm not sure what to make of it. Do you know where that is?
A couple of ugly guys.
Very ugly. C.D. Kern is sitting right below us. Took a picture up, a selfie of us, if you will.
That's a horrible camera. Yeah. Much better looking than that. C.D., you got to get a new camera, buddy. Oh, he's got an upgrade, that phone of his.
Got a little timeout on the field here. 9:52 left in the third quarter. Blue Demon still up 29-0.
Let's get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill back on the Friday Night Lights big board. Why they got the timeout on the field? Let's get a scoring update as the scores keep coming in on this football Friday night. 9:52 to go here. Must have been a bathroom break there back in the studios.
I got the wireless 3 mic back here in the bathroom, so go ahead. Are you ready for this?
You better go quick because they're about ready to start playing.
Would that be considered an outtake?
Yeah. Ooh, ouch, yeah. North Mahaska leads Cardinal 25-6, and we'll get you all caught up here in just a second. We're chasing a couple scores here.
Thanks, Joe.
Fourth down, 10 here for the Trojan, 31-yard line. Two receivers each side of the field. Bowman rolls back. Here comes some pressure. Throws it underneath, up for grabs, and nearly intercepted again. And Albia's defense holds, and the offense will come back on the field. Let's get that quick scoring update. Jay Mill back on the Friday Night Lights Big Board.
All right, so GP Insurance, Friday Night Lights Big Board. Again, Albia leads this one here in the third quarter, 29-0. Some scores coming in here and some updates. We just got this one. English Valley's on top of Moravia, 37-0. Montezuma has extended their lead now on Van Buren. It's now 21-13, the Bears on top of Van Buren. Seymour getting throttled by Ankeny Academy, 45-14. And Pella now leads Dallas Center, 31-7. Sigourney Keota has come back and scored a pair, but they still trail Pekin, 38-14. We'll have more scores coming up for you in just a little bit. Back to you.
Carter, the Iceman Isley. Carry of about a yard on first down. Isley, 136 yards in that first half, on his way to another 200-yard rushing night.
Led the state in Class 2A with 217 yards last week, so leading rusher in the state coming in after just 1 week. Certainly wants to get some numbers up tonight.
Ball at the 33-yard line. Here's a big handoff. Sarver rolling to the left side. Plants, sets his feet, throws it across his body, complete! Out to big number 80.
Nate Havman, a senior, moved into town just this past summer. Great basketball player. My son played on a travel team with him, so great job at him. First catch, what I really like there. How about Luke Sarver checking down to the third receiver? He's rolling out primary, who was well covered. He looked at Gannon Osing, who was well covered. Check down to the third receiver back across the middle of the field as he's cut across. Nate Havman, very, very good job out of Luke Sarver to really work through the progression. That's something impressive when he's just getting his first career starts as a varsity quarterback.
Such a great football mind, and keep it going, Big Blue. Go Carter. You are a beast. Jeff and Kristen Stevens checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Happy birthday, Aaron Kipfer. Go Carter Isley. Go Big Blue. Cheering from, let's see, where are they from? Kansas City. Yes. Aunt Vicky and family checking in. Go Frank and Rhonda Montgomery in Norwalk, Iowa on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And we want to hear from you, an injured player on the play.
Looks like, as we've seen, a little cramping going on here. Players coming up a little bit, just stretching it out. You know, we get in these games where these players, and that's Fajon Red, who goes both ways on this team, has carried the ball some, a great defender as well. But start cramping up. We get in the second half. These teams, it's hard for them to keep up when you got these guys going both ways.
Tia, just love this depth. It is. It just really starts to wear on teams, as Dan said.
Longer we play, the better we get, right?
That is our theme. 9 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Out with a 29-0 lead. That's the lead they took into the halftime break. Here's the fake handoff. Sarver rolling back. Here comes some pressure, and Luke will be brought down all the way back to the 36-yard line. That time, see, the Trojans read the play well.
Yeah, you had number two coming in there flying fast off the backside and just caught to Luke, and he didn't even see him. Hit him in the backside.
That was Landon Griner, a 6'1", 195-pound linebacker. You know, had some nice pressure up front with some of their big guys there. Dylan Carlson as well, 250-pound lineman, D lineman in there. So that's something, too, quite honestly. You talk about Coach State wanting to get better. You know, pass protection is something certainly they can work on, trying to do a little better job on some of these quick teams coming on the edge.
Second down, 18. Here's Iceman Isley out across the 35. Gets some of that yardage back out to the 37-yard line, a gain of about three. That'll bring us third down and 15. Hannah had a text come in, somebody wanting to know how many yards offense did the Trojans have in the first half, and they didn't have any.
Negative 13.
You know,
negative 13.
Did you hear that, T?
I heard that.
They had negative 23 yards rushing. Bowman went 4 for 14 for 10 yards passing.
That's folks, this is a much better Fairfield offense than what Albia just made them look.
Right.
Four receivers out here. Sarver rolls back, plants, double pumps, throws it across the middle of the field. Oh! Went to his brother, the twin connection. And Ryan was open for a moment, but the Trojans played that well, brought up a big hit of their own. And that goal is incomplete for the Blue Demons.
Landon Griner, just as Ryan's about ready to catch it, just pops it. Just perfect coverage, and was able to jar that ball loose out of Ryan Sarver's hand, which is tough to do.
Negative 13 yards.
Yeah. And again, this is a team that I fully expect will qualify for playoffs. You know, this is not any sort of indication on the quality of this team, it, as much as, you know, not to, to make too much of, as much as the strength of the Blue Demon squad.
Albion in punt formation after the incompletion, fourth down and 15 here. Albion will punt from their own 37. Here comes the snap, nearly blocked, and this is going to be a high punt. Bounces at the 30-yard line, takes a big Albion bounce all the way inside the 15, and that'll be down at the 13-yard line. See, that took the kind of bounce you want.
That did take a good bounce. That thing has some pretty good spin on it. It hit the ground and just fortunately went the right way for us.
Nate Havman put a tight, tight spin on that, and it hit, and it was a spot where nobody was going to catch it, and then when it rolls like that, you definitely are getting away.
Dan Stocker, Jason Summers bringing this broadcast here from the Absolute Cleaning Services press box. You can give them a call. If you got something that needs to be cleaned up, they can do it all. 932-4500. They can absolutely clean your home or your business floors and more. Fairfield with the football. Abby with the 29-0 lead. Here's some pressure put on the quarterback. He's going to get away from the initial pressure. But right there with another big stop, Teed, this defense just keeps coming at him.
You get past one, there's going to be another one right right in your grill, I'm telling you.
Second down and 10. No gain on the play. He's lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage, Dan.
Well, initial pressure right up the middle on that. It looked like it was a designed delayed draw, but immediate pressure up the middle. Bowman had to scramble hard to his left and just to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Second down, 10. Ball spotted at the 12-yard line of Fairfield. 6:59 to go, third quarter. Albion with a 29-0 lead. Bowman stays in the shotgun, hands it off. Cut back and then met right at the line of scrimmage by Carter, the Iceman Isley. And he shuts down that hole, a loss of a yard on the play. Oh, wow.
You know, we talk about this team. Carter Isley last year came in week eight after recovering from a shoulder surgery. Played defense for us last year as he finished out the season. Did a phenomenal job first game. I think he had like 8 or 9 tackles in it. The Evil game was his first week playing. This year they asked him to kind of be the primary tailback, defense a lot, but not all the time. He can just do anything we want. Take Ryan Sarver. He's over on the defensive side after being our starting tailback. Just a lot of versatility on all these kids.
Third down and 11 here. Ball at the 11-yard line. The quarterback rolling back, throws it across his body into the flat, and incomplete. That's going to bring a fourth down. Once again, see this defense rises to the occasion with another shutout on downs.
Yeah, that defense is like that blood in that shark tank. They're still coming. They're still swimming.
You know, and I don't know as I've kept track of it, but I'd like to know how many three and outs we've had. I know Ryan Sarver says they take a lot of pride in that, really want that to be their mantra and their goal for a perfect game, as Coach Staten talks about, is have nothing but three and outs. And I know we haven't gotten that, but boy, when you do 13 yards, they haven't gotten too many.
They'll punt once again. Bowman stands right at the goal line. At midfield is Blake Bear and Tony Leshin. Here comes the punt, a high, booming punt. Bear is going to call a fair catch at the 42-yard line, drops it, and then drops to his knees and comes up with it. Albion with the short field to work offensively as the Blue Demon offense comes back on the field. You know, I think we'll have some a little trivia later on. Some of the stats we talked about, maybe we'll use those to give away some T-shirt. We got some more We Are Blue T-shirts, courtesy of Summers Insurance, and we'll do some of those shirts, give them away here throughout the end of our broadcast. 6:03 to go, third quarter. It's Albion 29, Fairfield nothing. Albion now with the football. First and 10, Blue Demons from the 42-yard line. Here's the fake handoff, and Luke Sarver brought down once again. The Trojans here in the second half have buckled things up, and they've got this offense kind of figured out.
They're getting good penetration, you know, up on the line, and they're kind of sniffing that little bootleg out right now.
And very, very good job out of Fairfield of rising up and not folding in the tents and going home. We're coming out the second half to really keep this game going. Blue Demons would love to get that score, get that point, 35-point lead, and get the clock rolling.
Here's Sarver, hands it off to Iceman Isley.
Oh, fumble!
Oh, he loses the football. It's on the ground. I think Albie's going to come
back up with it. Yep.
The ball squirted forward. Isley had a nice gain of about 9 yards. The ball came loose, and wait for the indication, and they're going to give it to Fairfield.
No way.
That's a turnover.
Nate Haviman, I think, was in there trying to recover that ball and did a nice job trying to get himself in there, but not able to come up with it. And Fairfield instead does, so they'll take the ball over the turnover. So that's something we hadn't seen tonight.
So proud to be a big Blue fan. Bringing home, guys. Patty checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. And anybody can send us a picture in that text as well, where you're listening from tonight. Quarterback will pass out to LaFlat, complete, on his way out across the 40-yard line. A little quick pass is really all they have to work with, Dan. And it's like a running game, but you just can't get lateral with this Albion defense.
No, that's just it. With the speed they have on the edges from corners to outside linebackers, it's just tough to get much going after that. Very effective plays, you said, though, when you're out of the shotgun to throw that quick pass. You've got time to get your feet set, make a nice clean throw. But the question is, how many yards after the catch can you get? And so far, not very many.
Second down, let's call it six for the Trojans. Ball at their own 41-yard line. Bowman, a quick pass, a slant pass complete. Out across midfield, and that'll be a Trojan first down. Gentlemen, we have to go to the book. I don't know if they had a first down.
I'm looking real quick.
There was none in the first half.
First down for Trojans in midfield.
It took. There was no first downs in that first half for the Fairfield. So that is the first down of this entire football game for the Fairfield Trojans, a team that put 21 points upon Davis County and a quarterback that has been outstanding. Here's a quick pass, complete in the flat, and brought down after a gain of about 5 yards. Boy, you think about that stat. T, that is impressive.
That is impressive. You know, this defense just shows you how well they've, you know, planned. I mean, they're just, you can't, I don't know. It's just one of those things.
Boy, well said. Fairfield on a second and five from the 45 of the Blue Demons. Getting lined up in a shotgun, two receivers to the left, one to the right.
Here's the hand up, running with it over the left side. Here comes that pressure on the defense. Being chased down and brought down. And that is the Bryce Leshen. Why not? He has had one impact of a night tonight. It's Bryce Leshen. Ropes him up, brings him down all the way back to the 49-yard line. A loss of six on the...
last week against Davis County, but gaining yard or running yards this time, but going the wrong direction on a second and five play. Now brings up third and 11. So a loss of six on the play.
Go Big Blue from the Cosgroves listening in tonight. Two receivers out to the left side of the field, one here to the near side. Nye, the only back in the backfield. Here comes the pressure to the quarterback. Gets rid of it as he's hit, and it's complete. All the way inside the 40-yard line, down to the 35. And, boy, I'll tell you what, C, that quarterback, he just threw it away and right to the hands of the receiver.
Yeah, he's lucky he didn't wait half a second more because, wow, he got pump, pop, pop.
But how about the play? That was Bryce Leshen coming in there. You know, at the very end, he realized the quarterback was throwing it. And Bryce, who loves to hit people, laid up. I mean, he did not go after him. He didn't take a cheap shot at him. You know, he's wanting to play the game the right way. He'll hit you if he can, but he's not doing it just to hit you. He's doing it the right way. And an official was looking at him the whole way. A very, very good play by Bryce Leshen, not hitting him when he didn't have to.
First and 10 for the Trojans. And here's the pass that goes incomplete. See, the Trojans have, in this third quarter, have really got their momentum both offensively and defensively. You can see why they're considered to be a really good football team.
They are a good football team. I mean, you know, you don't just shut out Davis County and not be a good football team. So, you know, they've got pride, you know, and they're out there to play football just like we are.
Hey, Jason, this is Dennis Smith. Just wanted to say hello and go Big Blue. Well, Dennis, hello to you on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. Glad to have you along tonight. 2:33 to go here in the third quarter, 29-0 Albia. Here's a pass to the sidelines, complete, and getting away from two defenders. Slippery number one out there.
Nate Jackson, the senior wide receiver on the left side. Both Ryan Sarver and Blake Lawless, I think, in there, and I just thought we'd bring down. We do have a Blue Demon down on the play.
That's something we've been able to avoid here in the early going, is the injury.
And I can't tell. So I don't know if it's Justin Bossert. It's one of our tackles. Bossert, it looks like down. I was going to say it's either him or Josiah Harris, I thought, but I didn't see what happened over there. He was obviously in pursuit at the end of the play, but just. Being 10-2, nothing too critical or urgent, it doesn't look like.
Looks like he's holding his helmet. Maybe he got a dinger on the helmet there.
That's what I would wonder, if he kind of came and got popped on the side or something.
Yeah, he's got rattled a little.
2:16 to go, third quarter, 29-0 Albia. We'll go back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, you back on the board and can give us a scoring update. We'll take take an update on all the games that are going on throughout Southern Iowa while they work on the Albie injured player coming off the field right now.
All right, well, how about we do this? We'll leave you guys on live so that when you're ready to resume, we'll cut out of the scores. This is the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights Big Board. Albia, again, leads Fairfield 29-0. Sheraton now extending its lead on Davis County, putting an eye on the noggin. It's now Sheraton 33, Davis County nothing. Pleasantville leads Eddyville-Blakesburg, still looking for a score there. Eddyville, that is, this season, 14-0. Pekin is taking care of Sigourney-Keota, 45-14. North Mahaska is going to get a win tonight, it looks like. Yeah, that's gone final now. It's North Mahaska 25, Cardinal 6. Some other games.
Here's the pass. Intercepted. Ryan Sarver on the tipped INT at River Life Family Worship Center. INT, all turnovers brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, you can join them at the River every Sunday morning, 9:30. And Albie with the football on that INT.
I think that was Blake Wallace tipped the ball as it came through, and Ryan Sarver right there also in deep, good coverage.
All right, a couple more quick scores.
Keep those scores going.
Just a couple more quick ones here. Twin Cedars trails by 10 to Grandview, 36-26. Melcher Dallas trails Guthrie Center 13-12. And a final here, Wayne has beaten Murray 56-12. Back to you in the absolute broadcast booth.
Here is Carter, the Iceman Isley, on the carry. A pickup of about three on that first down carry. 1:57 to go here in this third quarter.
Isley ball carry.
Again, the defense for Fairfield doing a nice job of really getting good, solid pressure and penetration on the line of scrimmage. Carter Isley, though, just able to barrel his way through there, pick up a couple really hard earned yards.
Second down, 7. Pitch to Isley over the right side. Has that corner. Turns it upfield. Out across the 40-yard line. Still fighting forward. And a pickup of about 7 yards. And that will move the chains for an Albia first down.
Depends on the spot there, doesn't it?
Well,
I got to see that spot for sure. I thought he was in front of him, but then what do you got, T?
Yeah, we're just short.
I can't believe they're not even going to measure that one, though.
107 to go here in this third quarter, 29-0 Albia. Albia had the 29-0 halftime break. Third down and about a foot. Here's the counter play running with Isley. Has the first down on his way across the 40, 45, 50 into Albia or Fairfield territory all the way down to the 45-yard line. Boy, that was the parting of the Red Sea there on the interior offensive line on that cutback by Carter Isley.
Great, great blocking up front at the line of scrimmage at the point of attack. Again, when Carter once again is able to go out there and pick up the first 6 to 7 yards that play before even having a hand put on him, let alone a tackle made. Just a great play.
Hello to the Salingers back in La Villa. Good luck to the Crushers softball team this weekend. Go Big Blue. Here's the quick handoff. Kieran Judge straight ahead. Pick up about 2 or 3 yards.
Kieran Judge, ball carrier.
And Kieran on the first half got a handful of touches, 7 carries for 28 yards. So very productive at that fullback position, if you will.
Well, the thing I love about Kieran Judge, many things I love about Kieran Judge, but see, he is so physical out there. One of the strongest guy, if not the strongest guy on the whole football team.
Yeah, he's a very physical guy. He wants to make the hits not be hit.
Here's Carter Isley, hit by number 78. And
that's a man.
And that's a man. But he made him split off to the left side, split the two guys that were tackling Isley, and falls forward for a gain of about 3 yards. But that will be the final play of this third quarter. Three quarters in the book, 29-0 Albia. When we come back to the fourth and final quarter, you're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps. helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
This is how we roll.
Throws it across the middle of the field and completion! Matt Baker! Oh my God! Take it to the house! Matt Baker on one of the prettiest plays I've ever seen! Oh, Matt Baker on the counter! The counter play, Matt Baker 20, 15, 10, 5! Matt the fifth! Matt Baker takes it to the house! Out of the corner break! He takes it to the house, and I just said in that highlight, you don't see a prettier play than that. And Dan Stocker, Matt Baker, who's so fluid on the old basketball court, just looked like a dancer, tightrope down there, splitting the defenders, and takes it in for another six for the Blue Demons.
Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, doing it again tonight.
Wowzers.
Good play. Just what the Blue Demons need. Get this clock rolling. Let's get off the field. Let's get keep people healthy and strong and ready for next week.
11:50 to go, and we'll have a running clock after this extra point attempt here by Bossard. Matt Baker on the 46-yard touchdown run. Here's the extra point up and good. With 11:50 to go in the ball game, Albia 36, Fairfield nothing. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back with your People's State Bank kickoff. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Tasting notes for the Hardee's Texas Barbecue Thick Burger by Texas race car legend Terry Labonte.
Boy, there's nothing better than a juicy char-broiled burger. But when you pile on fried jalapenos and mouth-watering barbecue brisket, smoked for hours and hours and slathered in mesquite barbecue sauce, you got a Texas winner.
The Texas Barbecue Thick Burger with smoked brisket, mesquite barbecue sauce, and jalapenos.
Missed it.
Jordan Reed, I just went a little deeper on that route there, and then Cameron Bowman threw it out there where only he could get it. Again, Landon Herms doing a fine job out there. Blake Bear finished it off, though, made the tackle, but not without a huge pass play there. Brings the ball in the Blue Demon 39.
Well, you know, Christian, this team was wanting to put a shutout in.
Oh, yeah. They have that right now in the back of their heads. They see that big old goose egg on the scoreboard right now.
Bowman hands it off, running ahead and being met at the line of scrimmage and falling forward. Nye doing a good job of getting something out of nothing, Dan.
Yeah. You know, just a good hard run. I think that might have been Nick Jackson
was
on
the
play.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's it. But both Jackson and Nye doing a good job there. And Demon showed blitz and really thought maybe they might be able to snuff that at the line of scrimmage, but he was just able to slip through there, did Nick Jackson.
Second down and seven here. The Trojans on the march here. 9 minutes to go in the ball game. 36-0 Albia. Bowman rolling back for the Trojan. Left-handed hurl down that sideline. Up for grab. Tony knocked Leshen. Away. Tony Leshen.
Just, again, you can't say enough about these two sophomores as they're out there playing a very, very tough spot against a good quarterback and a great receiving corps. Tony read that the whole way at the last second, just jumped up and knocked that ball out. Knew he couldn't get the interception, but he could sure knock it out of bounds and not let anybody catch it.
T, you remember in the not-so-distant past where you might see three or four or five throws out of a high school football team in a night, and tonight we've seen three or four runs.
That's true, man. I mean, it's Bo. I mean, they run, gun, you know, whatever.
Here's a pass up for grabs again as the pressure was coming on the quarterback. Bowman throws it away, and that's going to bring a fourth down now and six. 8:12 to go, running clock here. Albie with a 36-0 lead. From all of us too far away to be there, thanks, Thunder Country, for bringing the Blue Demon football action to us. From the shores of Lake Superior, go Blue Demon Nation. The Iceman Carter Isley's grandparents, Larry and Peggy Sue Bird, checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Just got all the folks at the Isley family listening, and we do appreciate everyone listening. Happy to bring you this coverage. Win or lose, we're there for these Blue Demons and really support them, and it's great when we have games going in such fine fashion like it is tonight.
Fourth down now, and let's call it six from the 35-yard line, the Albia 35. Bowman sends two receivers each side of the field. Here comes some pressure up the middle. Bowman gets blocked and steps up, throws it complete underneath. And getting the first down all the way down to the 23-yard line. The pressure came a little late that time, see, so Bowman able to step up and make a nice pass right there to his intended receiver, 23, Alex Kreil.
Yeah, it was a good pass. He backed up just far enough to get away from the defenders and threw a bullet and had the wide-open guy.
Matt Baker's international fan base, his aunt in Canada, is enjoying the game. Go Blue Demons! We are a domination. I'm loving the game. So proud of the Blue Demons. Patty Chance checking in. First and 10, Trojans. 6:47 to go, 36-0 out. The quarterback under some pressure. He's going to have to tuck it under, try to get to the outside. And right there, Ryan Sarver and Blake Lawless.
You know, Kreil was trying to run it right up the middle. That was snuffed out by the whole entire front line. He tried to go outside. When you go outside, you're not going to outrun our guys.
Gosh darn, I just love the way Blake Lawless plays football, Dan. He's such a tough-minded kid. Yeah. You know he didn't get it from his grandpa, John Lawless. I guarantee that.
Now we're getting the calls.
You know, John's going to really harass me. But I love the way that kid plays. And, you know, he's a young player, just a junior.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. And, again, he and Bryce Lashon to me are very similar, just pound for pound, so strong.
Bowman rolling to the right side, second down, 17. Plants throws it downfield. This one up for grabs again towards the end zone, towards the end zone, at the edge of the end zone. They're waiting for the indication, incomplete.
Yeah, it was just a crowd with a very, very good catch going out of bounds there in the end zone. It was a throw that you could see Bowman. You know why he's a quality quarterback and so highly thought of as just a sophomore again. But it landed out of bounds. So very fortunate because you know the Blue Demons are trying to get that shutout.
5:35 to go, running clock here, 36 to nothing out. Third down, 17 from the 31-yard line. Remind you that we're going to stay right here and go to Fox 15, where we'll join them live on the TV and get you updated with all the scores throughout Southern Iowa and catch up with the coaches from around the southern part of the state. We'll get a scoring update after this play here. 5:15 to go, third down, 17. Bowman in the shotgun. Two receivers each side of the football field. Bowman rolls to the left side. Has some pressure by Isley. Isley keeps on banging. Now some backside pressure thrown underneath. Complete. And brought down right at the first down marker. We'll wait for the spot. While they're setting the ball down, let's get that scoring update real quick. Jamie Hill back with the Friday Night Lights studio.
All right, guys, the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board. And we'll leave you on live to make sure we don't miss any action. Has Davis County scoring their first points of the season against Sheraton, but it's still the Chargers. 33, Davis County, 8. North Mahaska in a final over Cardinal, 25-6. Ottumwa and Oskaloosa in the third quarter, still 17-7 Bulldogs in that one. Twin Cedars, this has been a seesaw back and forth. Twin Cedars now up on Grandview, 40-36. We'll keep an eye on these and more. And let's go back now live to you in the
Apps. Ryan Sarver to the 35, the 40, out across the 45-yard line, and brought down. That's Blake Bear with the INT, another River Life Family Worship Center turnover. All turnovers brought to you by the River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River every Sunday morning, 9:30. How about that, Big D?
You know, this defense, again, we just can't say enough good things about. Last week, they have 4 interceptions, 2 fumble recoveries. Tonight, it's just hard to keep track of all that they've done on the INTs. When you go against a passing team and the speed we have in that linebacking core, corners and safeties, you know, and Bowman's come across. He's having to make a long throw on the run because he's getting pressure from the line up front. And Blake Bear just read that, jumped in front. A great return to bring it all the way to the 50 with that continuous clock. As we said, 3:30 left in the contest. Blue Demons on top, 36-0.
I think that's his fourth INT on the season. Unreal.
Yeah.
Here's Sarver. He hands it off. Running with it is Blake Lawless. Blake is by a defender on his feet. 35, 30. And brought down at the 28-yard line.
Wow.
Now, Blake does not run like his grandpa, but he runs pretty like his grandma, Mary Kay, and he takes it all the way to the 28-yard line. How about that, Big D?
You know, that's something we haven't had a chance to talk into two games here. Blake Lawless is an outstanding defensive player, but he's a very good running back. There's just so much depth in that backfield. You could just keep throwing running back after running back. Great run out of Blake Lawless.
And Fairfield's going to call a timeout. 2:49 to go, 36-0 Abbey. Running clock here. Why the call a timeout? Let's get the scoring update. Jay Mill back at the Friday Night Lights Big Board. Keep those scores coming.
All right, guys, let's continue where we left off. It's Indianola on top of Des Moines Lincoln in a final 35-7. Pella Christian has blanked Linville Sully. This is final also 38-0. Pella Christian wins that one. At halftime, our last report from Guthrie Center had Guthrie Center on top of Melcher Dallas 13-12. Also, Pella all over Dallas Center Grimes 45-14. And in a final now, Pekin has beaten Sigourney Keota 45-14 in the backyard brawl, and a little revenge from last year's last-second loss in Pekin. Let's go back live to you guys. We'll have more scores coming up right after the game. It is the Friday Night Locker Room Show live on KYOU Fox 15 and KIIC.
Aunt Deb from Wisconsin is also cheering for the Blue Demons. Her nephew and godson Matt Baker, the touchdown maker. Well, he has been. Logan Cadell checking in from Charger Country. Johnny Lawless won't like that commentary. I don't think so. Johnny.
Thank goodness it's just Joe Beth and Mary Kay with the earphones on down there, and then Johnny.
Albia with the football. 36-0 Blue Demons. Here's Blake Lawless trying to get to the corner.
Nice.
Turns it upfield, and we wrestled down at about the 27-yard line. Another nice gain there for Blake Lawless. A gain of about four on the play, second down, and let's call it six. 2:39 to go here. Got some T-shirts to give away. Summers Insurance, We Are Blue T-shirts. The 10th text for the person who can give me the number of yards Fairfield had in the first half. Announced it earlier, the number of yards Fairfield had or didn't have in that first half. The number. And you also have to put your name in the text. 641-799-1437. Here's the handoff. Blake Lawless over the right side. Nice running room there inside the 20-yard line, down close to the first down. He's going to have the first down as he fell forward to the 14-yard line. 2 minutes to go. Albia still on the march here.
And we talk about Blake Lawless and the quality running back that he is, but let's also mention we've got a subs in on that offensive line. Casey Zinski's in the center. Brian Raskis, sophomore's in there playing line as well. I'm going to get you some of these other names. And they're making big holes for Blake Lawless. Another.
Blake Lawless on the carry again all the way to the 10-yard line. Boy, I love, yeah, Casey Zinski, Danny.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. He's a good one, that's for sure. And Jacob West is out there, junior, blocking out there, lead blocking. Brett Freshwater is now in the fullback position. He was lead blocking, taking Karen Judge's spot there. We've got Gunner Maupin. I know Phil Klaus is listening to us, and Gunner's in there at the wide receiver position.
He has really developed himself, too. What a
5'9", 160-pounder. I mean, just really filling out, doing a great job and getting his time in there.
1:13 to go. Albia with the football. 36-0 lead. Ball at the 10-yard line. Here's a handoff. Lawless again has a running room inside the 5-yard line. Brought down at about the 3-yard line. How about the running out here by Blake Lawless, Big T? He is as dynamic as anyone on the football field.
I tell you what, man, when he hits that line of scrimmage, he's got a full head of steam.
Got the winner here. Pat? Let's see here. I saw it came in. Pat Baker has the answer correct. Negative 13 yards for Fairfield in that first half. Pat, you have won a We Are Blue T-shirt. Here's the handoff. Lawless fighting for it, trying to get to the goal line, and he'll be brought down. A little stumble in the backfield that time.
What you really like, too, you know, Blake Lawless getting a chance to get some carries here on this possession. With the clock going, they're, you know, trying to get one score, get himself a score, which is a great accomplishment if they can do it. Under 20 seconds now in the game. Clock continues to run.
19 seconds and counting. Albia likely to be the final play of this ball game. 36-0 Albia, and they will not run the play. That is certainly Coach
State's
manners right there. And he does. He takes the headset off, and the Blue Demon fans rise to their feet.
All right, while we wait to reconnect with the crew, just as Albia wins it tonight 36-0 after a continuous clock was enforced here in the fourth quarter. Albia last year wins 47-0. This year wins 36-0. Has held Fairfield scoreless in two seasons. Sheraton late in the game leads Davis County 33-8. It's Pleasantville all over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 14-0. That one has gone final. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont loses two in a row, and Pleasantville the victor there. Wayne all over Murray, 56-12. That's final. And North Mahaska in a final over Cardinal, 25-6. It was Pekin in the backyard brawl all over Sigourney Keota, 45-14. And Valley defeats Iowa City West, 24-0. A game that's been changing hands just changed hands again. This is this going to go? This one's over. Is that what you're telling me, Scott? Oh, 4 minutes. Okay, 4 minutes left in the game between Twin Cedars and Grandview. And now Grandview back on top of Twin Cedars in a seesaw matchup. The team with the ball last is probably going to win that one, as it is Grandview 43, Twin Cedars 40, with 4 minutes left in that one. In the fourth quarter, it's Ottumwa still on top of Oskaloosa, 17-7. Nobody scored in this game for quite some time. We'll keep an eye on that one for you as well. Pella on top of Dallas Center Grimes, 45-14. That one is also in the fourth quarter. Pella Christian. Pella Christian has defeated Linville Sully, 38-0. And Montezuma has defeated Van Buren, 28-13. Ankeny Academy beats Seymour tonight, 59-14. And it's Indianola in a final over Des Moines Lincoln, 35-7. It sounds like we've got the crew back online. Let's get back to Fairfield Live.
Oh, we dumped the most beautiful sound you're going to hear on a football Friday night, T, and they sounded so good. A guy that can sing like, you know, Dan T can really sing it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But that was a beautiful rendition of the Valbuena fight song, T. You can see that the excitement in these guys' faces. You know they're really bonding well together, and they're really having fun.
Man, I tell you what, it's no different than going out here in the backyard. I mean, they got the same look. I mean, they're just, like you said, they're just out there playing football and just having a great time with each other. You know, and it's amazing.
See if you guys can catch up with Coach Dayton real quick. And, Tim, across the 35-yard line. Breaks the
avoids a puddle.
Oh, wow. No, he got that one. Tim's going to try to chase down Coach Dayton. We see an impressive win here for the Blue Demons tonight. The offensive line was just absolutely dominating, and the offense is going to get a lot of recognition for those 36 points, but this defense was as good as it's ever been. That was you.
That's good job, Christian.
Great. Way to go. All right, he's going to have conversation down here. Why don't we just keep the conversation, Dan?
Yeah.
The defense, the offense put the points. T, you down there? I see T. Did you catch Coach Dan?
No.
He's going to talk to his guys. All right.
We
fumbled a lot here.
He was sprinting over.
Yep. You know, and that's really, Coach Dayton wants to go talk to his team about the good things they did. And you want to celebrate those positives, and there are plenty to talk about. There are also things as they go into next week where they're going to work on, we've already heard the score from Pella Christian. I'm going to jump ahead just a little bit real quick. And Pella Christian's having a great start to their season, put up big numbers again tonight with a huge, huge win. That's going to be a tough game coming back to Albia. But that defense, that the pride, and we saw that last year. They took so much pride in trying to hold teams to little to no points, and they want to do that again this year. And that started this game for us. It was kind of tight that first quarter. Nobody was really getting an advantage. And then all of a sudden we had the INT by Tony Leshen, and that just got the offense jacked up, and they scored. Then we get another interception. We get some three and outs going and stuff. It just fed the whole offense, the whole special teams all started with that defensive effort.
Seven quarters of shutout football, Big T. That's been this Albia defense. Seven of the eight quarters this year, Albia has pitched a shutout.
Not a shock, really. I mean, I came into this season thinking, we didn't lose. I mean, we had seven sophomores start defense last year.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're juniors this year. So, I mean, I knew the defense was going to be there. They're fast. They're strong. I mean, they're headsy, I mean, they know what their assignments are. They know where they're supposed to be on the field, and they do their job. And that's simple.
Well, Matt Baker had two touchdowns tonight, and we're looking for the first text that can give us the correct number for two touchdown Matt Baker tonight. 641-799-1437. Put his number and your name in that text. Dan, it was just so many places that Albia found a spark tonight. You can find it out of Matt Baker and his rushing. We're going to find out here in a few seconds how many rushing yards Carter the Iceman Isley had. But I don't know if there was a bigger impact than our impact player of the first half by the Eagles Club and Bryce Leshen. He really helped set the tone.
Absolutely. You can't say enough about the effort he gives. And again, he hits it hard. He goes after it tough. He doesn't quit. You know, and I'm going to go to even one of his best plays that wasn't a big hit. It was on the pass play we mentioned late in the third quarter there, or fourth quarter, excuse me, where he could have laid out the quarterback after he made the throw, but he came up. You know, he's playing the game the right way. You go out there and you hit hard. You do your best. And that's what he does every play. And special teams, he takes pride in that. A lot of guys just think, oh, we're just going to go through the motions and kind of half it. He takes as much pride in that as any play, as any touchdown he could ever possibly score. You know, he wants to give you 100% on those special teams and really give you a great effort.
I'm prayerful that every eighth grader that plays football on my football team was here tonight, right, and saw those special team play, because it can absolutely change the face of a football game with that type of physicality. And it really, you know, momentum breeds momentum, and, right, and physicality also breeds physicality.
Oh, it definitely does. And there's a lot of good teaching moments there and a lot of things that everybody can learn from, you know. And you just saw that, we saw Ryan Sarver had a big hit on one of the special teams plays, you know, and they just feed off each other in that respect. You know, I'm just getting right now, Jason, you know, the stats for the game coming through here quick and not surprising, you know, it's very one-sided. For the Blue Demons, total offensive yards, 409. Pretty good night. You like that. For Fairfield, got positive, you know, which we saw a little short pass play, so not a shock there in the second half. 76 total offensive yards. That's negative 26 rushing, and I said negative, and 102 passing yards.
You know, I've got to go back and check, because when they got their first down of the second entire half, night in, right, in the third quarter.
Right.
And, 4 minutes to go in the third quarter was the first time they got their first down of the night.
And they ended up with four on the evening. You know, again, doing those short pass plays, the game's kind of out of hand, so we were playing a little softer in our coverage to not give up big plays.
You know, I got to go back to last week. They had Albion giving up 25 total yards in that first half, right, and we thought that was pretty impressive.
Right.
15 on the,
right,
ground. And I think the Mount Air, a really physical football team. Folks, I have said this. I have not spoken as simple words. Mount Air is a really good football team. Fairfield is a good football team. They're going to make the playoffs.
Right.
And last week, I think Alvia held Fairfield or Mount Air under 50 yards of total rushing. I don't think they had much more rushing yards in that second half.
No.
It could be where you have combined two games and not have positive yards given up rushing wise.
Right. And what we're, if we continue to see this trend continue, what happens in that second half? You're forcing with a deficit, the team has to go to the air. And these first two games, their quarterbacks don't mind that. I mean, they have a system in place. Fairfield doesn't mind throwing the ball, but we're going to face teams that don't throw the ball. And if we get in that same situation second half, it's going to get really, really ugly for other teams in that respect, because, you know, when you're forced to have to throw it and you're not a throwing team, you know, Fairfield doesn't mind doing that, and yet still couldn't get up very many yards. Tried to go to start that second half with the rushing attack, tried to stay true to a balanced offense, but finally had to just give it up with negative yards on the night. You know, they just got to go away from that.
T, we talk about the speed of this team, the physicality of this team, but over and over again, you've seen the wit of this team. You know, they're really football smart. Ryan Sarver's interception. I go back to Blake Bear's interception, and Landon Hermsen playing above himself. They were guys putting themselves in the right place, not just physically, but they were reading the play. And this is a very smart football team as well, as being physical and fast.
Yeah, I mean, you can't give enough credit to them. I mean, it, you know, it comes down to the coaches, and the kids have to be coachable, you know. So,
right.
I mean, so they gotta pay attention and do their job. I mean, you just got to do it. And if you follow what the coach says, you know, good things are going to happen.
Christian, the thing that you know is, no matter what the score was, no matter how wide the margin of victory, and no matter how good things looked on the football field, Coach Staten's over there right now. They're doing their attaways and their afterglow. But come Monday, they'll be working to get better.
That's right. They're not playing to beat them. They're playing to be them, to be their best at any given play. And especially like at night tonight when you're up 36-0, and you see that second team coming, they're playing to be their best. They're running the ball. It looks like maybe they're trying to run out the score, but no, they're just trying to do their best every single play. And when you make your assignments and do your best every single play, it does look like you're running out the score, but you're not. So,
well, Mariah Smith has won a We Are Blue t-shirt. She got it correctly. The touchdown maker, Matt Baker, Two touchdowns tonight, and he wears the number 2 on his jersey. And Mariah Smith, you have won a We Are Blue t-shirt courtesy of Summers Insurance. And Dan, speaking of Summers Insurance, we're going to have to go to the Summers Insurance locker room show and join up with Fox 15 here in a second.
Yeah, well, that's right, folks. From 10 to 11, not only will it be live here, we'll be also broadcast on KYOU Fox 15 for those who have that channel on their satellite and cable system. We will continue on through the midnight hour on the radio, so we'll you can continue to listen to us on the radio if you want to all the way through midnight, getting coaches' insights and input from their games from all across this great southern part of the state.
Well, from this broadcast booth, the absolute cleaning service broadcast booth, we're going to get this equipment loaded into the shag and wagon and start heading west on 34 for Christian Big C Summers. Big T, Big T Auto, Tim Bates. This is Jason Summers saying thank you to Dan Stocker, the best in the business, my collar man. And, folks, this is a really good football team we're broadcasting. These Blue Demons, fourth rated. That's not going to be any damage tonight. And the Blue Demons get a 36-0 win tonight over Fairfield. We're going to go now to a quick break and come back with the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. Joe Mill back at the Friday Night Lights studio.
Are you looking for somewhere to have a party? Whether it is for a birthday, a bachelor party, family reunion, a wedding reception, an office party, or even a baby or bridal shower, the place to have it is the Albia Golf and Country Club. The parking is great, the location is beautiful, access is easy, and private catering is allowed. Give Jim a call today and book your date at 641-220-0695. We are the Albia Golf and Country Club.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal of Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774. All right, Joe Millage and crew back in the Friday Night Lights studio. We've got Derek, we've got Garrett, we've got Jim, we've got Gail, we've got Scott. We got everybody up here. And we've still got some games out there. We're still following this Twin Cedars Grandview game. It's got 3 minutes left in the game. Grandview leads 49-40 on top of Twin Cedars. But let's give you all the score rundown. As we have them here in the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board, as Albia is victorious tonight. They're now 2-0 on the season, 36-0 on top of Fairfield. Oh, I almost forgot about Renee. Renee is following the Oskaloosa Atumwa game. There's about 5 minutes left in it. So we're going to have her keep an eye on that one and get us all caught up. But Atumwa did just score a little bit ago. They got a touchdown. It's 24-7 now. And the Bulldogs in command late in that one. Pleasantville takes care of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont tonight, 14-0. And it was Sheraton in a final over Davis County, 33-8. Wayne on top of Murray, 56-12. And Iowa City West gets blanked by Valley, 27-0. Pekin goes 2-0 on the season. And Sigourney falls to 1-1 as Pekin goes 45-14 in a final over Sigourney Keota. And North Mahaska in a final over Cardinal, 25-6, in a rare win here in the last two seasons for North Mahaska. Knoxville blanks Centerville 35-0. And it was Pella in a final over Dallas Center, 45-14. Pella Christian also wins tonight, 38-0. And Melcher Dallas gets beat by Guthrie Center, 34-12. Again, as we mentioned, 3 minutes left in that Twin Cedars Grandview matchup, and it is Grandview leading by 9 now, 49-40. English Valley's in a final over Moravia, 37-6, and it's Montezuma 28, Van Buren 13. Seymour gets beat by Ankeny Academy, 59-14, and Indianola on top of Des Moines Lincoln, 35-7. Perry beats North Polk, 34-21. And PCM of Monroe, at last report, was edging Central Decatur by 1 point, 7-6 in the third quarter. Carlisle in a final over Bondurant Farrar. That game at Carlisle and not in the new Bondurant Farrar Stadium. That may have helped Carlisle, 42-17. Moberly beats Kirksville tonight, 16-6. And now that Twin Cedars game has gone final with Grandview winning 55-40. Burlington in a final over Fort Madison, 49-24. And Grinnell was trailing Williamsburg, 21-13. A real hot matchup for those two squads each and every year. Grinnell trails 21-13. And it was Clear Creek and Mana in a final over Mid Prairie Wellman, 40-6. Mediapolis late in the fourth quarter on top of Mount Pleasant, 35-6. Iowa City Regina, they get beat last week, snapped their 56-game win streak. They were leading Cascade West Dubuque at last report, 14-0. We're getting ready and set for the KIIC KYOU Fox 15 Friday Night Locker Room Show live on Fox 15. Cameras here in the studio, and we'll get that underway here in just a couple of minutes. Straight up 10 o'clock, we'll have coaches on and more post-game analysis and look ahead to week number 3 already in this fall 2014 season. This is Friday Night Lights, and this has been the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights Big Board. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
U.S. Cellular, get 4 lines and 10 gigs of data for just $140 a month. That's $20 less than Verizon and AT&T. Switch now and we'll pay off your old contract. So if you want to save money, go with U.S. Cellular. And if you don't, well, why not? U.S. Cellular. Hello, better. New retail installment contracts and shared connect plan required. ETF payoff up to $350 per line. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Choose Hammer Medical Supply for your mobility needs, including power chairs, scooters, and manual wheelchairs. Hammer Medical Supply can bring the equipment you need right to your home with free delivery, plus complete setup, patient instruction, and follow-up. Hammer even files your insurance paperwork for you. For service in Sheraton, call 641-774-4600. In Oskaloosa, call 800-395-5537. And in Atumwa, call 641-684-6800.
In the insurance business, you think differently about a customer when you stand in the middle of his dreams. When she serves you breakfast every Saturday morning. When his son plays on the same team as your son. When you live down the street from your customers, you make sure they get covered right. And you make sure you're there when they need you. That's the way it's done around here. Grinnell Mutual, a policy of working together. To find a Grinnell Mutual agent near you,